Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out. Oh,
shit. Come on, come on, come on. I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, shit.
Get that.
Give me the motherfucking videotape. Give me the motherfucking bitch.
Give me the videotape.
Give me the motherfucking videotape right now. Hey, nigga, hey, come here. Come on.
It's my shit. Yes. It is.
Fuck up with that noise.
I learned.
I got everything I need for this whole operation, Randy. I got my secret plans and maps. Only problem is it's so thin, so light, it can fall out of my pocket. I don't even know what happened. And did you know the screen was so indestructible, it could stop a speeding bullet?
Can't stop no damn bullets. iPhone, not the iSpy phone.
Okay. Timing mechanism is functioning. Everything looks good.
Setting the timer.
I remember when these first came out, man. Bitches would be coming up to you like, let me see that iPhone. Let me play with it. Let me stick it up my ass. Put it in my mouth. Suck on. And one day, you know, I got tired of all these questions, you know what I'm saying? I let the girl stick the iPhone up her butt. Took the doctors 12 hours to get it out. And you know what? It was still working.
What's good? This is your girl, Miss Sweetie, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
That's right, y'all. What's cracking? Damn. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, Bangor Radio, Reality Radio, L.A. West Coast all day. What it do, y'all? Been a while, but we are back in full effect. So let's start off things as we always do. For starters, thanks to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shea, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, no Fuck You Fridays, and, of course, again, right back here again, no Slap Sundays. So, again, thanks, boss lady, for letting me do my thing, hanging out over here and doing what we got to do. Also, all independent artists, all independent artists that are doing y'all musical thing, because, again, I ain't forgot about y'all, ain't nothing changed. Like I said, when we down, but we always going to be here, and when we going to be up, and we're going to keep things moving. I'm starting a new trend right now, you know, this is my third show in a row so far, so I'm starting to get back into my mode, getting back into my swing of things, so make sure y'all keep sending me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find someplace to play it, and anything new that I get is always amongst the first in rotation. Y'all already know how I get down. All right, and of course, last but not least, just anybody that's been talking about the show, that's been supporting the show, that's been spreading word about the show, because, again, we are all in this together. So without everybody doing their part and doing what they do, none of this would be possible. So, all right, so, again, we're back in full effect. Spread the word. I know I've been down. I ain't been here for a while, but spread the word. We back. Dagger's back in full effect. And at least for the month, at least for this month, we're going to be good. All right, so now let's see what we're going to do, y'all. Now we're going to get right back into I just want to get right back into some music. Like I said, it's been a while. I'm going to get into a lot of new music that I got. Also, I got Trell Mack and a Cue to Question coming in about 15, 20 minutes. Got my interview. Like I said, we back in full effect. And, of course, no beauty of the week this week, but we got something special for y'all on Wednesday, all right? So make sure y'all, like I said, we back in full effect. Fuck with your boy, all right? So we're going to start it off like, let's see. We're going to do it like this. Where is it? See, this is one. I'm gonna get to that point where I got somebody that can run this for me, so I can just talk and then have them load up shit for me and everything. So, you know, we're gonna work on that. But as for now, we're gonna do it like this. My nigga Levi Kev, Never Give Up.
I could never give up.
Memories of being a baby, giving milk to drink. Without a worry in mind, we would play all the time. Name calling the b-baller, took a motion for time. I was hard-headed, they all said. From my parents to my teachers, and even preachers couldn't reach you. I said my bread, I gave my mom a gray head. Now she isn't fed. The thought of me not being there, got her worried, scared. They say I look just like my father without the air. That shit and name that nigga magic, he disappeared. A couple of months I did the gig, he reappears. It's all the same, ain't nothing changed. But still, my nigga, don't hold the grudge. Give me love, cause I'm on my own. I'm kinda sorta from a broken home, not wondering what's going on. Did I deserve this? Living in Houston, had this young nigga nervous.
I should never give up on my dreams.
Gunshots by the age of 13. It was a war zone, so you choose your team, and when that voice strikes, you better have that heart to fight. Get lost in the world when you lose your life. I live long, so I read and pray. Surviving day to day when in the streets is straight. Live my life for myself, no company. Prepare to meet the heat when you come for me. And when I die, bro, the lie, that's the wish of mine. I know that heaven when you zone it ain't that hard to find. And when you make it, they gon' take it. It's a must you know. Don't think you get into the top without a problem or so. I take precaution cause the bitches got a hit on me. I've been a bad boy before, please don't quit on me. That bitch is just when I rise, they can crush my dreams. To all the lords of the issue. Gotta race from the scene.
like I gotta have them, get into them, do them for the ones who never heard of us. Make them feel them, drill them, drill them, then I cock it back and kill them. I be going ham, that's why they calling me the murderer.
Thank you. DJ YRS Jersey.
It's Jersey.
Still don't know everything. This goes out to a very special lady. Let's get it.
Oh my God, it's Jersey.
My rider chick and my best friend. It's serious, baby, like XM. We do freaky shit, but no S&M. I knock it out when she lets me in. We already spoke on the ring. Traveling to work, get a dream on my team. I make her falsetto when I do my thing. She do it all, I don't cook, I don't clean. I try to, she won't let me. This king shit and no breakfast. My queen looking so sexy. If I ask for it, she gon' bless me. No games with it, no S bitch. She stay moist, no jet skate. I'm rolling 200 and we getting blunted. She pro them L's perfected. She held me down when I was broke too. Shut niggas down when they approached too. She handled bitch how she's supposed to. She chose me and got chose too. She waited on me, I was overdue. Came in the clutch of my code to boot. She swore I know the truth. That change coming like Otis New. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song says. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get on.
Tall like a supermodel. Sexual chocolate, it should be her motto. She acts me well like a brand new Movado. Wherever we go, we be turning them heads. Death geared up, we ain't sporting no kids. Soon I have my baby lace in her mess. We got matching products, someone called her fan. She killing up. First degree, my Hershey's kiss, I need a Reese's Piece. She throw it on me, don't have to speak. Good looking, baby, she makes me pee. She climax and we in them sheets. The sex is bomb, your hoes obsolete. We could talk for hours, late up for weeks. We got moves to make and she keeps the jeep. Got a hot plate when I step in the dope. My youngest love her, so you already know she's a keeper. I'm a freaker, I'm on speaker, and I'm blasting. This shit right here is everlasting, and she respects my passion. Take notes, ladies, her class in. She could be hood, but her class 10. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song says. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get on, babe, I need your loving, mom. I've been another long day. We going in, babe. Rolling up some strong, babe. Let's make it last.
YRS Jersey.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns. But there's also unknown unknowns. Things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I always end up sitting next to a damn baby.
Yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You and that.
What the hell?
Oh, great. I always end up sitting next to a damn baby.
What? What'd you just say?
Can we stop fussing?
Not now, Lewis. Hey, big man, turn around. If you've got something to say, say it to my face. Oh, you can't hear me now. All right, that's it. I was going to watch the movie, but forget it. For the next 5 hours, you're my bitch. Where? My ears are popping, and there's no way to console me. I'm hungry and possibly teething. Maybe I'm wet. Who knows? I'm a baby. Where?
Yeah. It's your boy, Levi Kev. You and that tune in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, there we go. That's a little bit better. We back, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And, yes, it's good to be back here. It's good to be back chilling, listening to good music, quality music, hanging out with people and everything, y'all. Because, like I said, shit is rough, but it is what it is, right? Now, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, you just chill in the queue or you press 1 and holler at me. So let's see who's been out here, man. Like I said, it's been a while. But I already know who's calling in. At least I know like people that do fuck with me. So hold on real quick. Levi, how you feeling, man?
What's happening, homie? What's happening?
Man, same shit, new day, man. Just trying to stay ahead, stay on point, trying to stay focused. You know, it's as hard as that is, but you got to do it. You know, if nobody else does it, then whatever. But what's going on your end, man? Like I said, I ain't got nothing but problems to talk about. What's on your end of things?
Looking for new management at the moment, and then working on.
Damn, new management, man. You go through managers, nigga. Like girls go through draws and shit, but nigga, damn, it's just like the.
Hey man, I don't have time for bullshit, man. When it comes to my music career, man.
Oh yeah, you can't. Like I said, music, life, period, man. No bullshit, no drama. Just if it ain't about that business, you got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. Besides, you know what I'm saying. Finally done, you know what I'm saying. Put the finishing touches on The Gift and the Curse. Now I'm working on The Gift and the Curse 2. Hello, Cool World, you know.
A lot of work. Hey, man, what you doing, movies and shit, man? Did you have a movie coming down the pipeline or something, man? Or a magazine? You was doing something else, right?
The movie, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? Movie 3.
How's that shit? How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool right now, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know, getting the script together, you know what I'm saying? We'll probably start shooting late 13, early 14.
Okay, that's the business. That's what it is. So, man, good to hear from you, man. You hanging out today? You just checking in?
Nah, nigga, I've been waiting on your ass to get back on this. I'm hanging out, nigga. You know what I mean?
Nigga has been down for like a month, but like I said, Levi, I know you might not know, but I mean, shit, nigga, times get hard sometimes. You know what I mean? When you're on your own trying to do, like I said, nigga, I'm on my own completely when it comes to shit sometimes. So, you know, when you're on your own, nigga, it's just some things just fall through the crack. I don't want to say it like that, but... You know, just sometimes shit just happens like that, you know. But like I said, but I always like I do, man, I verbally apologize, and I just hope that everybody understands, you know, if I could be here on a daily basis without nothing stopping, I would be. So, but like, and when I'm able to be here, we're here, which is why we're here. So let's see who else is out here real quick. I know this is as well. Hold on real quick. MIA, how you feeling tonight?
Yeah, what it do? I'm feeling so right tonight. Bang Out Radio back.
That's good. That's good. Thanks, Eva. Good to be back. And always, and you, man, you don't need to late. I wanted to put some of y'all music out, but, I mean, you waited until the last minute to send me the email, so we're going to have to wait until next week. I apologize.
I did get y'all stuff, but I waited until the last second to try to shoot it on.
She shoot me, like, 4 or 5 tracks, like, you know, like an hour before the show. Like, damn, I would have...
My bad. I mean, it was a last-minute decision, you know. I mean, a lot of things has been going on, but I just want to let the world know that Mia Sorrell is doing it big. Bang Out Radio, Fig Side, we taking over, you feel me, we the next generation.
There it is, for sure. Thank y'all for hanging out here with me tonight. I'm trying to wait, hang out a little bit for my guests to get in here today. They got a little minute to call in, so I want to see if they're going to get here on time today before I go to another music break. But, I mean, what's been going on, man? Like I said, I've been gone for like a month, so shit, man. Levi, what's been going on? What's been going on, at least for the last month, man? Catch me up. Like you said, just putting things together. I mean, that's just basically it, just focus on music, new management, clearing out the bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, to everybody that voted for a nigga, you know what I'm saying, put a nigga in Houston's top 20. So now I'm, you know what I'm saying, number 20 on top 20, trying to get to that, you know what I'm saying, top 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, keep moving it up. Hey, where can they go? You got the link or whatever? People can go look for you, vote for you, and, you know, show their support?
Yeah, man, the link is on my Facebook page. If you're not my friend on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, just type in Cliff Varner, V as in Victor, A-R-N-E-R. Or just go like my Levi Kev page, Levi Kev, I mean, what is shit, facebook.com. facebook.com/ Levi Kev Music, LEVICEV Music, all spelled correctly, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm working on the current single, I'd Be Lost If I Lost You, You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing back the R&B. You know what I'm saying? So,
uh oh, here we go.
That's yeah, man.
Cool. But all right, hold on, y'all. I just see my guest just checked in. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go take this musical break real quick, get a couple more tracks in. I'm gonna get my interview mode ready, and we got Trell Mack and Q the Question checking in today, y'all. So make sure y'all tune up, listen up. About to holler at these people about some real shit, and we're gonna do it like this. And also, we're gonna play some of their tracks so y'all can know exactly what's going on, who I'm talking to. So we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays. This is the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Levi Kev hanging out, MIA in the building, and we'll be right back. All right, y'all, let's do it like what? Here we go, Miss Aaliyah, let's go.
Clumsy Beat.
I might hit bitch for this money, and I'm reeling in these big bucks. My car be so shitty, be giving niggas their bubble guts. These bitches so washed up, all they start to do is rust. I'm realer than most niggas, but most niggas don't know.
For the money, two for the hoes, three for my niggas that be getting that dough, four for the mo, nigga, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, hollow points make a nigga get loud. Tell me why y'all niggas always talking shit like y'all mashing shit, skinny jeans on some faggot shit, I'm about to smash some shit cause I ain't having it, let me explain myself, I'm about that shit, I walk that shit, y'all talk that shit, I bark that shit, yo click ain't shit, you niggas all bitch, it's all for the game till a nigga get hit, money on my mind nigga all about dollars, they say it ain't tricking if you got it, but I call it tricking if a nigga out here making it rain and ain't making no profit. So nigga, just stop it. But y'all make the game look so sloppy. When I thought I can't stop it, me and Mr. Leah Ben had this motherfucker locked up. Hold up, we don't give a fuck. Mad cause the bitch chose us. One shit, Papa Tony showed up. Then we rolled up. Now that whole fucking lot built up. You niggas ain't a word to me. I serve the beat. Burn a nigga up, leave a nigga third degree. It's an emergency. Y'all niggas come and see who this nigga is thinking they deserving me. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. But we ain't really fucking with y'all. Cause we ain't really fucking with y'all. Nah, we ain't really fucking with y'all.
Money on my mind, I can't think about what's more important than talking that shit. Well, you gon' need some reinforcement. My bitch bad, they gon' need endorsement. Can't really tell who them niggas talking. Can't be me cause I'm about my shit. You know I'm about it, bitch. Me and my nigga shorty rock. We bout to make this city pop. If all them niggas mad about it, guess you walking suck a cop. I'm running to the money like magic. Yeah, I'm always bad. They see it as a habit. I swear that I ain't bragging. I put it on for my city.
My bad, y'all. Hold on. I just smoking this shit. Got a little high. Got a little distracted. My bad. Here we go.
Strapped off. Hopping off the cut, dog. 87 ragtop. Triple gold Dayton's on that bitch. I took the dubs off. County swinging through the turf. Me and Cass, nigga. Cadillac the Big Zack. Count sacks, nigga. Riding round strap. Thing, thing in my lap, nigga. Fuck a stash. Bought some shell shock in that sack, nigga. Blue LA fitted to the back, nigga. That nigga. Straight asshole to these hoes. I'm a Mac, nigga. Pocket full of sacks, nigga. Rider with the cat, nigga. Riding round strap, nigga. Where them niggas at, nigga? Introduce him to the semi, now get the fuck out of Dodge. Like you hopping out the Hemi, I'm simply the wrong nigga to play with. So don't tip me, them chrome guns come out. Niggas be hopping on they 10 speed Cadillac, yeah, where these niggas at? Yeah, I'm about to bust on these niggas. Pass me the strap,
I'm in the ass, dipping through the ass, yes, I'm fresh Franklin cargoes with a slingshot on my chest. I don't see
walk or me walk. I cheese stack, cheese shit, boss like that. See niggas floss, got cross like that. Caught his ass, tripping, ran up in her back. Hit the 91 wet. Hub city bound to smoke with tri star, bitch, we choking on pounds. Me, I'm from the Anna's, my angel pack. Black like those doses, y'all know I'm strapped. Rapping AMA with them gangsters at. Head stage be at, Watergate be at. Nud Hood, Shelly Street, Bandale be at. But I'm a G74, y'all know I'm strapped. I fuck with tri civil, bitch, we got the plug. Cadillac, say folk, try past that bud.
Pass that bitch, nigga, pass that gun. Pass that clip, nigga, pass that gun. You know I'm strapped up and I'm not the one to play with the wrong nigga to play with Top Gun.
And I'm top flight, I shine so bright like a fresh pair of nights, a fresh Cali night. I'm laughing at you pussy ass niggas wanna fight. I got a 4-5 in the light up your life like
every other place we go. We got about 100 bitches that are showing up, and 100 bitches knocking at our door. Tryna take us down cause they know we got dope.
On the street, no moms and dads. I had to fend for myself with my own two hands. But today I'm hurt, and I'll tell you why. I got a hangnail,
hangnail.
Hanging from my cuticle, a hangnail.
Hangnail.
It ain't beautiful. It hurts like a bitch that I did last night.
Hey, Chris, what you doing?
He's laying back in the cut, peeping at this here homie. So pop me in some cheddar. Some player haters be throwing salt in my game, grilling me over my gear. Not needs to be matching style.
Well, the important thing is you tried, son.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And officially, let's bring him in. I got Trell Mack and Q the Question. Fellas, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, Q? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know, just grinding, man, chilling, you know, staying hard at work, you know.
As you should. And Trell, how you feeling tonight, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on, man.
Man, thank you, man. We were supposed to do this a long time ago. Like I said, it's completely my fault. You know, time's been rough on your boy lately and shit. But, you know, we here, we making it happen, so we're just going to do it now. But officially right now, for like I said, because y'all can talk about yourselves better than I can, you know, for official introduction and everything. Let everybody know, first Q, like Q the Question, who you are, you know, what you're repping, what you do, you know, what's going on. Let them know about you real quick.
Yeah, well, you know, Q the Question is the co-founder of SKE Records with my man Trell Mack. You know, we young entrepreneurs from Philadelphia on the grind. I got a background being a journalist, and now I'm doing a label exec thing, ready to take SKE Records to the top with Trell Mack.
There it is, man. Philly in the fucking building. And Trell Mack, go ahead and let them know.
No doubt, man. For the ones that don't know me, I'm becoming a recording artist from Philadelphia, your boy Trell Mack, also co-founder of SKE with my boy Q the Question. You know, so right now we're just making these moves, man, pumping out these new videos, man, working on our little reality show, and just most importantly, man, it's good, putting out good music, man.
As you should. Now, I saw some of the videos myself because, you know, I was trying to do my research a little bit, but y'all got to excuse me because, like I said, I smoke a lot of weed, so some things, you know, are hard to remember sometimes. But to my understanding, you guys met, like, at a library or something or something like that? Or how did SKE get started? Like, how did y'all come together and, you know, bring this about?
Well, basically, you know, I used to work at this place called Rita's Water Ice, you know what I'm saying, in Philadelphia at the Gallery Mall. It's basically kind of like an ice cream stand or something like that.
Oh, this I knew it was something. I'm like, it was something weird where y'all met. I knew it was something that just made me remember.
Right.
Like, it was something weird. Like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes, I used to work at Rita's Water Ice, man. So, like I said, you know, I used to, you know, when I used to get off of work, I used to see Trail Mac at the library all the time because he was a constant customer at Rita's. And when I would get off of work, he would be there all the time. And, you know, by me seeing him all the time, you know, I found out that he was an up-and-coming artist because he was always there promoting his music on a computer. And I was up there writing articles, being a journalist. And, you know, by us just knowing each other from Rita's, man, it kind of started from there. You know what I mean?
Okay, and then Q, let me ask you, man. Like I said, he said, you know, you're on the computer and everything. So this is it's one of those like grind times, son. You was on there like emailing out, like you didn't have not. You know what I mean? Like you was hitting up whatever you could, using all kind of resources, things like that, right?
Yeah, it's crazy because, like I said, this was back in 2006. I didn't even have money to buy a computer, man, so I stayed in the library. Like, I literally lived in there. After I get off of work, I would be in the library all day long, and, you know, I used to see Trell in there all the time because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the dude that come by Rita's all the time. And I was a young journalist on the come up, and I used to go to the library all of the time to write up my stories.
Okay, that's where it is. And then it's just one of them days, like, man, I need to holler at you, and then it's just history from there, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Trell, so you know, I gotta ask this question because this is one of the normal questions, you know, hosts and people have to ask. But I don't like asking it because I don't like categorizing things. But if you were to categorize your music, if you could, as a type or whatever, you know, what kind of category would you gonna give? We're gonna play a couple of tracks there, so people will be able to put their own whatever on it or whatever. But talking to the artist, what would you say about your own music?
For me, man, I categorize it as, you know, as good music, man, period, man. I don't really put
it
in.
Yeah, exactly. I like
you know
that.
What I mean?
That's
point
what it is.
Because,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just as simple as that. You know, that's my mission. That's my goal, to always put the best foot forward when, you know, writing my songs and picking out production and things like that. So, you know, if I want to categorize, I just say, you know, good music, man. And I know, you know, the majority of people that I've come across said they like it, you know what I mean? Now, you can't please everybody, but you know.
It's about the percentage. If you in the 80-90%, then you good. You know what I mean? Because that's all there is to it. There's always going to be the people that don't like it or got something.
Right, right. Exactly, man. I think for the most part, man, I've been getting, you know, some pretty great feedback as well as, you know, constructive criticism.
And I've been holding on to your tracks, like I said, especially over here. Like, you know, I've had a couple of your tracks that have cut already that we've already been in rotation and everything, man. So people already, like, low-key know. But it's always better to hear from the artist straight from the mouth, from the word, you know. So
that's love, man. I appreciate it.
And then also, how long you been doing this? You know, like I said, you already started. I know it started before the library. You know, when did you realize, you know, music was, this is like, yo, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess pretty much 2007, man, I've been doing music. I mean, of course, before I've been in the library grinding, man, but beforehand it was just pretty much just playing around with words and just pretty much fiddling and faddling it with it because everybody else was really doing it. It was kind of one of those gifts that you find out that you have later on in life, man, but I was always a big fan of music, you know, pretty much forever, as long as since I knew how to hear, you know what I mean?
Followed real music and not just, because I like to call, you know, a lot of commercial shit now and everything like that, I like to call a lot of it just the MTV generation, you know, that's just my clarification for it, because it's just a lot of shit out there that's just, it's music, but this is the reason why I do independent music, because it's a different kind of feel to it, you know, it's a different kind of vibe. We draw music from different places. We're not, you know, like you said,
right.
You do music for you, and then if people like it, they like it. If they with it, they with it. If they not, they not. That's on them. You're doing music because you want to do music, point blank, period.
Right, and like I said before, man, it's all about really – see, it's always good to hear – I love listening to independent music as well, man, myself, man, because, you know, since they didn't get to that – you know, to the big labels to get to where they want to be yet, their music and their style hasn't changed, because sometimes, you know, when you go off to that big label, you are – pretty much being transformed into something else just to, you know, to get the certain
that's
type of
what
success,
they want.
Man.
Yeah, what they want.
Yeah, right.
Mean,
so
what,
that's
yeah.
pretty. That's probably why a lot of independent music sounds so good. You know, now we just say everybody that was independent and moved over to a major probably wouldn't sound exactly the same because, you know, they had to compromise something to make the deal
but the
work.
The cold part about that is, I mean, at the same time, kind of we all want that, but we want to find a sense where, like you guys are doing it yourself. You're building up your own record label. So you guys are the type of guys that can do what you want to do and put out what you want
right.
to put out, and that's exactly as it should be. But there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are just trying to cross over just so they can do what they want to do. Now, let me ask this. Now, I mean, if they do offer you the money, like, because, you know, you niggas get big enough there's going to be somebody like, you know, let me buy your shit or something like that, or let me buy into whatever. Now, do niggas go for the money, or do you ride with the independents and just see if it's either us or not, you know, it's either this or nothing?
Well, you know what? I think it depends on the situation because,
right.
You know, like I said, for the fact that you're doing your own thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, they want to get behind your movement. So when they want to get behind your movement, when you was already content with making your money doing your own thing, you know, they're going to allow you to have more creative control. Now, of course, when you get on a bigger platform, they're going to want some of it as long as you don't sacrifice your total creative control, because you can always tell them, look, before y'all came along, I was already doing my own thing. Even though y'all going to increase my revenue, I still have rights to my creative of control, and I think you have to work out the situation like that, you know what I mean?
And then it's like cute, because it seems like you're doing the business side and the music side then, right? Because like I said, you got tracks, but you got the business sense and everything going on as well. Like, are you doing both? Are you handling both? Or is there a side that you're leaning on more?
Well, you know what? As far as like the actual music, I lead at the trail. Now, as far as helping his music, I just help him find beats. What artists do I think he should collab with? But as far as the creative process, you know, that's all him. I just advise him on, you know, beat selection. You know, maybe, you know, I help look for tracks, what artists he should network with. And, you know, outside of me just handling business, I host mixtapes and stuff as well, man, to keep his material out there. So, you know, I do a little bit of everything.
Okay, now let's get into some music. Like I said, we got y'all here. We're going to get into some music. Now, Q, is this one of your tracks, or did I label this wrong? Season's Greetings. It says Q the Questions featuring Preta Jones and Trell Mack. Is this your track?
Yeah.
Is this you?
Well, you know what, man? I actually talked to Peter Jones the other day. He was like, you know what, Q, that's basically your record, man. You know I'm getting my DJ Khaled on. But basically, it's a record we made before New Year's Eve, man, that, you know, 2012 was a successful year, and 2013, we're really going to kill it, man. So it was just basically a record, man, to let everybody know 2012 is nothing compared to what's going to happen in 2013. And I just did my yelling on there because I got a college radio background, you know what I mean?
Well, here we go, y'all. Here it is. Season's Greetings. Q the Question. Well, actually, man, Q, go ahead. Bring it in, man. Let them know about this real quick. We're going to let you bring in your own track.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's Q the Question. You know, I'm kicking it on Bang Out Radio with my man, The Dagger, and you listen to the new record, Season's Greetings, with Peta Jones and Trell Mack.
Let's do this.
Fully loaded with the ammo, try fighting the gun. I ain't biting my tongue, but I kill shit, murder that. How these niggas think it was mine? I never heard of that. Q told me back off, I cool down, that's all. Blacksmith, gunship, prepare up with the max off. Do the same thing, the meaning by the meaning, and human being. Intervening with a fucking demon, you scheming. I'ma trip on my money, you blow the shippers. Oh, scheme for the Kodak moment and hold the picture. SKE, a brick wall, don't collide with. Okay, got my wings back, I'm also
flying.
24 to Gucci, surface on my eyelid. Range Rover double RR like a pirate. Shit, I'm legit with a bad bitch and a black book commander. Follow the script and don't add it. Rob over here with a short green shine and a K Renee. It's a beautiful day. It's a rap game, it's yours. You won't take it away. Say one shit till we breaking the slate. 360 up in the booth and I raise hell. Bring the beast to your house with a K and I spray shells. Okay, well, you gonna need help when I'm done with the mic and I pass it up to Trell.
So guess who it be, nigga? The team, nigga. Trell Mack passes the P with the flea flicker. SKE, nigga, be filling them seats quicker. Head can't stop, they chose they sheep licking. Since the Lord C, nigga, plans to be bigger. Now I'm overseas, nigga, that hard to reach, nigga. Truth is, you can't find what you don't seek, nigga. Sleeping for the dead, they rest in the peace, nigga. Now everybody wanna be, I wanna be, nigga. They uncounted for and talking shit, nigga. They bullshit so much, it's hard to believe, nigga. Throw them off the ship and call some marine, nigga. How you gonna make it back to the land with no spleen, nigga? Land of the free, with nothing ain't free, nigga. That's why I'm in the booth, look so pristine, nigga. So clean, nigga, she's wanting the cream, nigga. When I'm on tour, they be wanting the fiend, nigga. However, I keep my eye on the dream, nigga. Cause that's the only way you play and keep winning. And that's the only way no records keep spinning. I've been telling these cats from the beginning. SKE, motherfuckers, we in it.
Y'all heard that? Recognize what you're hearing. Recognize what you're looking at and what you're going to see. What we did in 2012 is not even a fraction of what's coming for SKE in 2013. It's time to get them checks cut now. Y'all know what it is. We out here.
Yeah, season's greetings. There it is, man. All right. And Trail, and also real shit, my nigga. It's niggas like you, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's niggas like you that make me glad that I do the shit that I do over here on this radio station, because it's like the tracks that you do and the shit that you be on is like also real shit. Like I could relate to that. Like even the titles on them, like No Holding Back, Trust No One. Like I said, I got Trail Mac tracks over here. They may be sleeping. I'm not sleep. They may be sleeping, but I'm not sleeping. You know, who he think he is, like, you know, and even the Still Here with Kenji, nigga, that's my shit right there. Now, and it's sad because, like I said, I want to play all of these right now, but, you know, I can't do that. But it's like, huh, I'm trying to think about where I want to go. Well, actually, man, you the host, but you got to choose out of these two. It's either the Trust No One or the Still Here. Well, no, I'm the host, but you the guest. So it's got to be the Trust No One or the Still Here, man. Bring in which one you want to hear right now or what you feel the people should hear, and I'm going to play that.
Yeah, Still Here is definitely one of my favorite records, man, from the EP. So I'm just going to bring that one in.
I mean,
it's your boy, Trail Mac, SKE Records, be the team right now. You better listen to Still Here featuring my girl Kenji right now. Check it out.
Let's go.
Yeah. Still here. Yeah. Yo. It seems like I'm just losing direction. Or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got the footnotes, everyone that used me as a reference. Cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing turned my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it. But it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I still suffer from scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin. But now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me down.
Some dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole. It said I needed more attention from the people, so they caught the tears evaporating from my cheekbone. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain, they need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit I lost and I gained. And everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall, damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But this my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain, I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends.
SKE in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Still here, man. See, I be playing that shit mostly to call like our West Coast Wednesdays, cause that's my ladies' night over there. So you know they be on that shit. So you know it be kickback and shit. But yeah, there it is, y'all, man. So man, let them know, man. Websites, links. How can they support y'all? You know, where can they find the music? Give them as much information as you possibly can right now. Cause the one thing about Bang Out Radio, the one thing I can't say about us here is that you never know who's actually listening over here. So make sure they can find y'all if they need to see what's up.
No doubt, man. You can find me pretty much on all the social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all /TrailMac, TrailMac.com, SKERecords.com. You know, the websites are under construction right now, but they'll be up in a few days. But, you know, there's still ways to reach out to us. All the social networks, we out there. You know what I mean?
There it is. Q, where can they find you at, man?
Yeah, same thing, man. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Q the Question, and check out our latest webisode, The Rise of SKE, on youtube.com/SKE videos. And big shout out to you for supporting me and Trial Mac, my man.
Hey, man, I got it, man. And make sure y'all just, like I said, when niggas do get famous, just make sure, you know what I mean? Bang Out Radio is always going to be here, you know what I mean? Let keep us updated. Make sure I get all new music when it comes down the pipeline. You know, any shows y'all got going on, send me the info. I'll shoot it out. Like I said, I'm here to help. That's all, because I got shit else to do. Not like that, but it's like that's what we're here for. You know what I mean? I'm just doing my part, and as long as y'all support me, I'm supporting y'all, and that's what it is, bottom line. So,
No doubt. Appreciate it.
But, I mean, I know y'all busy men, but, I mean, it is Sunday. If y'all want to hang out, kick some shit or whatever, you know, y'all more than welcome to, or, you know, y'all got to get up out of here.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to get back on the grind, man. You know
there,
how it is. Man.
There
we
it is. There it is. Well, at least do this for me. Hang out for Daggers Double Play real quick. All right, and then check out after that, because I want y'all to know, at least, you know, at the same time, if y'all need some music or whatever, too, Dagger is not just a radio host. I want y'all to be aware of that, all right? So,
exactly.
Okay.
All right, so that's what it is. So hang out for a quick second, and then good looking out. Thanks for checking in, and always call in. Like I said, lock in the number. Y'all know when I'm on. If y'all ever just want to check in from the road, whatever, just holler at me. I'm here.
No doubt.
I appreciate it, man. When we head out to Cali one day, man, we got a link with you, man.
There it is, and it's official. We're going to turn it up. So there it is, SKE. Records in the building. Cue the question. Trail Mac. This is Daggers Double Play right here, y'all. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
One of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go,
my
nigga.
Much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it. First thing on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that? Genocide. It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting him. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
You know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Tell a real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch to... Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do like a stock exchange. Cause they're the cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like the kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
So you know it.
F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. Damn right.
Who the
fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? The same guy hot.
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now I'm jumping off. And when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bottom with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy, I throw it back at
him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with
Sasuke,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
Do it. Shit.
I
really didn't know. Yeah. But,
yeah.
I do know now.
Do.
So, this is what it is right here, alright?
Yeah,
the Dad. AKA 4DB with it. Listen up. Grow up and face a world like this. So many bitches hate us, perpetrators up in the mix. The more I try to fix, I realize it's out of my hands. So I don't give a fuck, shit, care, hell or a damn. Fuck a plan. I'm stingy now, cause people out here paper jacking. So I'll just do whatever the fuck I want to now and see what happens. Sit back and keep on laughing, only way to hide the hurt. Many years of hard work, pills, weed, new post, same jerk that loves to flirt. You never wanna catch over, staying fucked up. I never worry about a hangover, I'm getting bolder every day. I'm not the type to run away, we all die sometime. But for me, it won't be today. Comprende, you act bad, chew you up like dissect you like in science class, sell your parts on eBay. Just like the Kimbe Mutombo or a Michael Buffer witty.
I never knew I
live a life without a smile or a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew
be the one that people call in the clique.
I never knew
be a lie cause black people we die.
I never knew I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I never knew
niggas
I
think that if they never fall, that'll make them tough. But everyone falls, it takes strength to keep getting up and raise up on your 2 feet. Stand tall, hold your ground and give it to the next nigga or bitch that try to knock you down. I'd rather frown, so take my smile, flip it, turn it upside down. Smoking on robbers and shedding tears from a clown. Now, all I find is blood, pain, and persecution. Bret Hart with it, though.
Excellence of execution.
This world's an illusion. And I've been unplugged for decades. We all got a life, never knowing when you get paid. So I get laid, smoke, drink, sniff lines, and like the mollies. Only way to stop myself before I snap and kill somebody. But God, he never talks to me. I'll live until I die to holler at him and see. Am I a good man or a perpetrator? Do I get past the gate or is it the lava like the Terminator? Live a life without a smile or a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew
be
I
be the one that people call in the clinch.
I never knew
be
I
be a lie cause black people we die.
I never knew I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I'm
disturbing hearing voices always talking so I can't sleep. I stay up in my head around real people I barely see. Cause I ain't shy, just quiet when I talk to nobody like it. Cancel my music.
It's way too much.
I wouldn't even buy it. You people like to try me and music, live and die. The game of rap is extra whack, body fat, needs a diet. I should've quit, cause being real don't get you rich. The game is fucked up, but we all keep fucking with this fat bitch. Because the bitch we pay is stupid, though. Yeah, she a dummy, just like a real bitch. She likes to give
the wrong niggas money.
This is beyond funny, but I gotta state facts. You pay on whack raps, real artists falling through the cracks. But hey, I'm cool with that, cause there's no cool for ignorance. You ain't gotta know me.
Just listen up.
Ain't I killing it? Wait, hold up, you know what? Don't do this for the recognition. Just here to prove a point.
You rappers ain't no competition.
Live a life without a smile or a hug.
I never knew I
find happiness in drinking and drugs.
I never knew
could
I
never ever put my trust in a bitch.
I never knew
be
I
be the one that people call in the clinch.
I never knew
be
I
be a lie cause black people we die.
I never knew I
shed so many tears I can't even cry.
I never knew I
make it this far without any kids.
I never knew I
now I do, fuck it, that's how it is.
I
and
never
there you
knew
have
I
I told y'all I'm done with this shit, man.
I
this
never
that anti-hater music right here.
I never
the
knew
dagger.
I
L.A. West Coast all day. AKA 4DB.
I never knew I.
You know what I mean? Witty gang. That's how I do it. Hood bound. That's what it is.
I never knew I.
Act like y'all know.
I never knew I.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you. And why does it seem like green corn? Damn it. Not again. Bullhorn. Honeybee. They're gone.
Fake the black dynamite. Your luck with friends in the jungle of Vietnam is pretty. Why don't we just do like the army did and just quit while we still behind?
Snap out of the cream corn. Now, I already left my best friend for dead the first time I was here. And I'll be damned if I lose anymore. Now, can you dig it? Huh? Can you dig it?
mind is all tangled and tangled vine.
Wait, Black Dynamite, that's it! You are having a severe anxiety disorder that has developed after exposure to an event that has resulted in psychological trauma. So you are re-experiencing trauma with turducken through flashbacks.
You mean Tarud?
Yeah, him.
Well, since you know so much about so much, how do I get rid of these flashbacks?
The only way to overcome them is to confront what happened to you and learn to accept it as a part of your past.
But the pain is too much, Green Corn. And a real man buries his pain so nobody can see it.
If you try to just numb yourself and push your memories away, it'll just get worse. I know you think kicking somebody's ass in the dick is the answer to everything, Black Dynamite. And usually it is. But right now, you're just kicking your own ass in the dick. Sometimes you just gotta let it all out and look like a bitch. Works for me.
Cream Corn, thank you.
Fresh with it, you know, Fresh the best with it gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, dagger, damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's a dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. Remember, you still got time to call in. 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Shouts out again to SKE. SKE Records, Q the Question, Trail Mac, thanks for checking in. Let's get back into it. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, for sure. And MIA, still in the building?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm here.
Okay, wait, hold on. Somebody's still here. Who's this? Trail or Q? Whose number is this? Hello? Oh, they ain't there. They just didn't hang up. Oh, man, Levi, man, did you used to wear your clothes backwards, man? You know the dude from Crisscross Diet, man. I got to admit, a lot of people have been dying lately. I was a little upset about this one. Because I used to fuck with Crisscross back in the day. I missed the bus, jump. You know, that was my shit back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Was you fucking with Crisscross back in the day?
Oh, yeah, man. I used to wear my shit backwards, man.
Cold. Yay, man. What about MIA, man? Did you have a CD, too? Did you have a Crisscross CD?
Man, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I wasn't even probably around that much.
I listened to the Jump,
and everybody gets you. And I know you fuck with Jermaine Dupri and all that shit like that. And you feel me? I'm sad to hear, like, any artist die.
You just make me feel really old right now, where you just like, I don't know that much about Crisscross. All I know about is Jump. And like,
I was there through the whole thing,
like through the whole saga. Like, oh shit, that shit is crazy. But I mean, it's just weird. Does anybody know what actually happened? Like I said, I didn't actually read the story. Anybody know what he died from or what actually happened? Does anybody got any background information? See, this is why. Look, let me make an announcement again real quick. I still need a computer geek or a computer tech or somebody that can actually just sit in on the show. Like I said, you don't even got to do that much talking. You just got to be by a computer, call in. When I have a question like this, you know, you could Google that shit or look it up real quick. And feed me legit information, you know, as legitimate as possible from the internet. And then I won't sound completely stupid, you know, so I just know what's going on. Because this is the shit I be talking about. But this is also why I don't do that much pop culture stuff, because I don't really.
His name was Christopher Cross.
Well, I don't, you know, his real name isn't what I was really interested in. But thank you. I mean, that's a good bit of information. But I just want to know where he died from. I mean, was it natural?
No.
I know, something in a hotel or something? Like.
Now, apparently he died from cocaine and heroin overdose. That's the
cocaine
rumor.
And heroin overdose.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. Nobody. Okay. See, look at this.
It's not,
and didn't Lil Wayne again just go back to have another seizure off some shit too and everything too? Oh, see.
Yeah, I heard
see?
About that too.
I just got somebody else. See, this is always weird. Like I said, you never know who's listening to the show. I just got a text talking about cocaine and heroin. Man, see. See, but that's a deadly combination. Heroin, there's only certain things you should just see. I shouldn't even talk. See, me personally,
how do you get that high? Like,
I do. I smoke weed.
Yeah.
I pop eggs, do mollies. I drink. And on occasion, I do the little powder. But what's weird to me is, like, how much of an amount are these people doing? And then you just don't put certain things together. You know, that just don't sound right to me. You put cocaine and heroin together, I mean, it's like you're asking for it. And heroin is already one of those things that's enough. Any of them drugs that require you to shoot up needles and everything like that, that will never, ever be anything I could ever fuck with.
It's going straight to your bloodstream. Like, you getting high, you can't get that shit out your system. You ain't drinking no milk or nothing. Like,
I mean, to
like
sit
that.
there I mean, fuck the movies. But this, I've seen that shit, like, live up in person and everything like that. To sit there, to strap your arm up, to pop a vein. You know what I mean? I hate going to the doctor and having to have them draw blood because these motherfuckers always talking about my veins are small or, you know, my shit moving, everything like that. So they have to stab me, like, 3-4 times to try to get a vein just to draw some blood and everything. I can't stand that. And these motherfuckers do that shit to get hot. It ain't that serious. It really is not. I'm trying. This is like a public service announcement for people, y'all. If you're doing some way out shit like that, like, I don't understand. But see, now I'm upset because of the fact that, and I don't understand, wasn't they supposed to be doing some kind of comeback tour or something? Weren't they just about to go on tour or do something? That's why they were. That's why I was hearing about these niggas recently.
Nah, they did the So-So Def 20-year reunion.
Oh, so it wasn't nothing recently. They just did something for the reunion or something.
Yeah, back in February. I mean, it was rumors talking about them maybe possibly coming back, but, you know, that just, I don't know. That may, it may have happened.
Because, like I said, as far as their music goes, when they came out, like I said, back in the day, yeah, I didn't wear my clothes backwards every day, but I do remember wearing my clothes backwards at least a couple of days for whatever reason. I did do that. So I can, like I said, I like the song. Jump was the shit. Everybody knows about Jump, but y'all be sleeping on the actual CD. Like, I missed the bus. Like, if you don't know the actual CD, then you don't actually know Crisscross, because there was more on there than just fucking Jump, which is what they're probably most known for. But one of my favorite Crisscross songs, remember when they came back the first time? That's when they started to introduce the Brat. But it's sad because I can't remember that song. But there was some song. This is why I need a fucking computer geek, because somebody could look this shit up right now. See, this is the shit that pisses me off when I think about how much better the show could be. But I need help, but nobody wants to help, but it's okay. But as I was saying, that there's that song, they came back and they did it. That's when the nigga had cut his head, the light-skinned nigga had braids. And that's when they introduced the Brat, but that's when she was dressing like a dude. But that was one of her hardest verses she's ever had. Does anybody know the song I'm talking about? Anybody listening, maybe you can text me that song too. Levi, you know what I'm talking about? You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. Just give me a second. I'm trying to look for it. Give me a second.
Oh, what you searching? What you trying to Google real quick?
Oh, trust me, dog. I'll find it.
You know what, Dagger? I'm not even going to lie. If my shit wasn't so fucked up, I need a system upgrade. I'm, like, really over here, like, trying to type this shit in. Like, that's me pressing the keys.
No, but it's cool. But like I said, whatever that song was, and like I said, I'm mad that I can't even remember what that song was. Cause I used to knock that shit because that shit used to go. Like, oh, shit. And I even remember the video. Like, that's when they was all dressed in black. They was underneath the freeway and shit with a little with the little tire fire, you know, not the tire fire, but, you know, the little barrel that had the fire in it. Man, I remember the whole fucking video, but can't remember the damn song for nothing. So it's a cold thing. But
yeah, that's back in your day, so I can't even say that.
But everybody knows what I'm talking about. But, I mean, like I said, when I saw what was going on with this dude, like I said, I was a little upset about it because this was an actual person that, you know, kind of influenced me. Like I said, Lil Wayne out there right now, just, I don't really like Lil Wayne, nothing personal or whatever.
Stop
exactly,
it.
But he out here just losing the fucking ass. So when this nigga dies, it's like he's trying to die or he's just trying to stay in the news or whatever. So when that happens, I'm not going to shed not no tear. You know, I didn't shed a tear about this dude, but it did hit me just a little bit, just because I wore my clothes backwards. But the fact that he had heroin and cocaine in the system and everything, like I said, when you ask him for it, then I'm sorry, my bit of sympathy just goes gone. You know what I mean? Wait, living die. Nah, that's not it, is it? Hold on, we try to look it up over here too. Hold on, living die hip hop. The Brat was it? Not Aaliyah was in that song? I don't remember Aaliyah being in that song. Hold on, I gotta pull up the YouTube. Is your YouTube work? Okay, hold on. We may have found the song, y'all. No, not available in our country. Oh, this shit sucks, man. Fuck, I'm gonna find out what that song is. It's bothering me, but it's okay. Oh man, RIP. What is it? What was his name again? MIA.
It was Christopher Crosby.
Christopher what?
You know, he also, it was Christopher Cross. You know, he also had, like, some type of cancer and stuff like that, because I remember, like, really hearing about that back in the day because they were talking about patches and everything like that. I do, like, watch news and certain stuff.
Wait,
know,
as a matter of fact, you're right. He had some
kind
of issue where all his hair fell out or something. That's why he was bald,
like,
right?
If you're on drugs and you also, like, have a certain disease, you're really not supposed to be doing certain stuff like that. So ain't no telling, like, it could have been, like, a reason why he died. I may be young and I do music and shit. I try to stay up on my game, you know. Like,
no, I said
everything,
like that,
you feel me?
I mean,
You know, I'm not saying it like that because, you know, but I think that has something to do with the reason. But, you know, media will always try to put something negative out before they put the positive out. You know, just know that he did some good music, and a lot of our styles today really need to get back to that. You know, that's when people was partying and really having fun and really making good music, you know.
I think I may. We're going to check this one. Tonight's the night. Let's see if this is it. Now I got my YouTube up. We're going to find this damn song. Cause, like I said, I don't normally do this.
It's the bomb, nigga.
But yeah, I'm going to let this shit ride for my man, man. Because like I said, this is my shit. Is this the song? I don't know. These niggas is in jail suits on it. The Bomb? There it is. That may be it.
The Bomb. The Bomb featuring Jermaine Dupri and The Brat.
Let's go.
It's off their second album.
Yeah.
Damn, they got the whole full out. Okay, there it is, y'all. All right, y'all. Here we gonna do. We gonna let this ride because, like I said, I don't normally do this, but like I said, I felt a little something. I really like this song. You know, much love on people that was because it was real music. I'm sorry. Like MIA said, there's a lot of music that does go through generations. And a lot of y'all may sleep on a lot of shit, but I never sleep on shit that knocks. And this shit used to knock. We're gonna do this ghetto style real quick. I'm just gonna play this shit through my computer and turn up the sound. And we're going to do it like this. Hopefully it should load up exactly right. So Crisscross, The Bomb featuring Bat, R.I.B., Christopher Cross, R.I.B., R.I.P., Christopher Cross from Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean, The Dagger.
It's Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly, see, you made me sound bad on radio, M.I.A.
It's Chris Kelly and Chris Smith.
Which one died? I'm not going to shout out both. Which one died?
Chris Kelly.
Okay, R.I.P., Chris Kelly. All right, Bang Out Radio, Crisscross, The Bomb, featuring The Brat, album version, live from YouTube. Let's go.
It's The Bomb. It's The Bomb.
I drop bombs like Hiroshima.
I know you hear me coming. You better watch your back. I know you hear me coming. And I'm supposed to make it a mad. Can I drop the bomb?
Drop the bomb.
Can I drop the bomb?
Give me 30, 30, half, count up a half gate.
the breath and drop the bomb. I know you hear me coming. You better watch your back. I know you hear me coming. And I am what they call a friend.
There it is, y'all. Like I said, don't say I don't show no love when there's love deserved to be shown, all right? But a quick side note, I'm so glad that Brad decided to actually, you know, be a girl, you know, start showing off her body and everything like that. Because that video, she was bomb as fuck with that damn jumpsuit. I don't know nothing about it. Let's get back into it, y'all. Slap Sundays.
Don't be dead.
first. I got this really fucking niggas who be down to thirst. I lined them up, but some the nerve and making them hurt. Cause I ain't trying to nurse to be making them hurt. I'm making them hurt. I never lie, baby boy. I'm not too for real. Don't need to cry, baby boy. So let me know why I am a toy. So what you trying to say is you trying to say I'm not for sale. Why you trying to pay? Smart in the box, selling the streets. All I do is win, don't claim to be. Get it? Got it? Good to peace. I bet for the ladies. 365. Watch out for the thing in the guy.
Okay, KKU, bitch, can't hate a bitch.
I say, yeah,
you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me, you bitch. You's a prostitute. You know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me, you bitch. You's a prostitute.
With the dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Excuse me. Slap Sundays, the dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. What I'm not going to do, I'm not shutting down the show right now, but what I am going to do, like I said, I ain't been here in a long time. I want to make sure I get a lot of music out because, like I said, it's been a while. We done had our discussions, we done had a little fun, but I want to smoke this blunt, don't want to do too much while talking, and I want to hear some slappers from, you know, these top independent artists, all right? So that's what we're going to do, and I'm about to play tag. I'll explain that to y'all in a second. But Levi, go ahead, man. Thanks for, always coming through, chilling with me. Let them know where they can find you at again real quick if they don't know, and any shout-outs you want to give or anything real quick?
Oh, man, you know what I mean? Shout-out to Bang Out Radio. Welcome back, D. Man, you trying to find your boy, man, just like I said, just Google a nigga, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying, you want to vote for your boy, you know what I'm saying? I posted the link on Dagger's page.
Yeah, you did. I was about to say that. If you on my friends list or if you go to my page, you can check it out, too. Make sure y'all go vote for this man. Get him up there in that shit. Get him to number one. Fuck the top ten. We're going to number one.
Hell yeah. Let's get number one.
There it is. All right, Levi, man. As always, man, you know where I'm at. Holler at me anytime, all right?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. And then MIA. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to real quick? Let them know where they can find you. I'll let them know what's up.
Man, I'm just glad you're back. Bang Out Radio is back in effect. Shout-out to you for keeping it going for us, you know, letting it be known that we do got real music out there and this independent artist is getting popping.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you can catch me at Reverb Nation at Me Is So Real. You feel me? I do music. I do everything. You feel me? Shout out to BOSG. You feel me? Solo Monroe. BMF Swiss Gang. You feel me? Me in the building. Shout out to Lil Blue Da Vinci out here doing this thing. And most importantly, Boss Fly, ENT, you feel me? It's the real chick takeover. You feel me? Fix I, what it do? And, we in the building.
There it is, y'all. And just shout out to anybody, like I said, that's been holding it down, that's missed me while I've been gone, that's glad that I'm back, that's been supporting these independent artists, that's been keeping things moving, because like I said, I'm doing my best to be here with y'all. And as long as I can be, I will be. All right, so don't even trip, but we're going to keep things moving, we're going to keep things growing. Did I say moving twice? Yes, I did. I'm thinking about this blunt, y'all, so I'm trying to get this moving. My bad. But yeah, as always, let's run it down. Slap Sundays, every Sunday. Slapping the stupidity out of dumb motherfuckers with the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world, Craig, around the world. All right, so make sure, wait, hold on. This nigga right here, I'm going to let him say something. My fault, y'all. See, niggas always want to be late. Hold on, but this is my nigga, though. Witty Gang in the building. Fresh Witty, what it do?
Motherfucking hood bound. Witty Gang,
West with it. I be with it. We with it, Jane. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know we back in this B.I.E.S.
And for those that didn't know, like I said, I did see him pop in real quick. So that You Ain't Cute, that's my nigga right here featuring. Who's that, Bamboo with you on that one?
Yeah. That was the homie L-Mac, man.
Oh, L-Mac. I'm still getting on the remix, man. Just so you know, I'm still getting on the remix. I'm gonna finish off that last gap at the end. I'm going to do that.
You got that. You got to get out.
Man, Dagger, you got to get on my song, too.
There you go.
But, I know you're late, but anyway, man, if you want people to know where they can find you out real quick, let them know, like I said, let them know what we got popping, man, and what to look for and everything, too. You can do that better than I can, man. This is Fresh Witty right here. Go ahead, let them know something.
Well, I'm saying, Witty Gang will be anywhere it's popping at, you know what I'm saying? Be looking out for the Bell and the Crown. It's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? A-Dagger is coming soon, man. I got my shit ready. Don't even check.
Nigga, I did have my shit ready, nigga. AKA MODB with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting on y'all.
Coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Weekends and various weekdays, we be performing everywhere. So, you know what I'm saying? Look out for us. When we perform, we hit it up, come out. That's how we get out. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, bring out your Laker gear because we ride with the Lakers win or die, so bring out your Laker gear because the gang got lit.
Let's go.
But yeah, if you with that, like I said, make sure you hear it. If you hear it with it, if you hear the Witty Boys, then you know that's where it's popping at. So just make sure you dig out for it, all right? But, yeah, as I was saying before, I was really interrupted, but good to have you here, my nigga. Thanks for checking in. But, like I said, it's good to be back. Good to be doing what we're doing. Like I said, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you get it to me. And not an hour before the show starts. Not trying to shoot at you, MIA, but I'm just saying. All right?
Okay, my bad. I'll make sure I get you more music before the show. But just
but
make sure
here.
You play my slappers on the next Sunday.
But we are here.
B-O-A-G.
We are going to keep it moving. Everybody's going to be, like I said, make sure you tune in. Make sure you call in. Make sure you spread word about the show. Make sure y'all keep it going because, like I said, I can't do this all by myself. I can't do it. I'm sorry. But I'm going to do everything I can to keep it going by myself if that's what it's going to be because that's what it is right now. So I ain't tripping off of that. So what I'm about to do right now, like I said, I've explained this before, but maybe, like I said, it's been a while, so maybe you missed the last time I did this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play tag. Now what I used to do is I used to try to do so much. Like I used to try to play people's song and then tag them at the same time. And then I realized when I wasn't on the radio, I used to have to actually listen to the actual show in order to figure out if my shit got played or not. That's just what it is. You know, I was figured I was doing people a job. I don't want people to only listen when they shit's getting played. Like I said, you got to support everybody. But also at the same time, there are times when I play tag, which is all I want people to do. Is like if you add my Facebook, this is what I also want y'all to do as well. Like I said, this goes for you artists. Is when you send in your music, send in your promo pics as well, because I got a whole section on my page as well for artists that are in rotation on Bang Out Radio. So send in your promo pics. Managers, if you got shit to set up or whatever, like I said, get at my email and add me at the same email on Facebook, and then just be on Facebook during the show hours. If you don't want to call in, then yeah, I'll be on Facebook all day. I'll be seeing some of y'all. Y'all be on that motherfucker all day. That little green thing next to y'all names be on that motherfucker all day. I know y'all out there listening to me. Like I said, you ain't doing shit else. Play the radio, play my shit while you sitting at the. Because here's another thing. If you sitting at the computer not doing shit and you don't want to call in or whatever, you can play my shit in the background and then still do whatever else you're doing. You know what I mean? It's not that hard. I know it's simple.
It's live. It's real.
You know what I mean? You can do that. Play us in the background and still continue to do whatever it is you feel you need to do. Watch your porn. Gossip on people, you know, try to hack into people's Facebooks. Whatever you're doing, my show is not going to stop you from doing what you're doing. All right? So just press the play button. But look, what I mean to say is, like I said, add me as a friend. Make sure you're on my friends list because when I do play tag, then all I do is stop at either start at the top, middle, or bottom of my friends list, that shit that be on the side where all y'all little green shits be all day. I go down the list, and any artists that are on while I'm playing tag during the show, I just play their track right away, and I just go down the list. So it's good to be a friend. So if you don't want to call in, at least be my friend on Facebook and fucking support the show. All right, this is what I'm just trying to do. I'm trying to help y'all out. I want y'all music to get played. Because the more that y'all that's out there listening and the more people that you got listening to your shit and looking for your shit, I'm going to play that shit. This is simple. It's not rocket fucking science. It's very simple. I'm a simple man. I try to keep things simple. All right. So again, it's good to be back. Thanks for being here tonight, y'all. We will be back next week in full effect. We got the Triple M show tomorrow, which is, you know, just all music for 2 hours. Where I don't gotta do shit but sit back, smoke, drink, and just play music. So make sure you come through and holler at me tomorrow. Well, don't holler at me. Just come through and listen. All right. Well,
West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Queen V, back in full effect, 9 to 11. Adult matters, adult topics. And we see how freaky, crazy, or just straight nasty some of y'all motherfuckers are out there. And don't take that the wrong way, because I'm one of them, so it's okay. We don't judge people here. It's okay.
You're freaky.
We don't judge people here. There's no sex. You know, don't worry. We're all good over here, so bring your stories, bring whatever you got, bring it over here. We're going to talk about that shit. It's all good, all right? And, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday, which is just where, before the weekend, if you got something to get off your chest, you got something to talk about, you got something to let go of, you got somebody to put on blast, whatever, come through and let's do that, all right? Because fuck that shit before the weekend gets here and let's get through it, all right? So that's the lineup. Bang Out Radio, back in full effect. Good to be back. And we playing tag. So right now it's Mona up first, and we'll see y'all next week. We out.
Bang out.
See, I try to, whenever I do something really good, like I thought that was a good outro, and then some shit happens where it just fucks up shit. Hold on. See y'all next week.
Third came through like, bro, let's grind. I brought a couple bitches, so it's going down.
All gas on that ass, no slowing up. In my Ricky, now we in this thing, going up. Gas, gas team, here's the function full of reps. Three-stepping while I'm chucking up the set. Yeah, Tang G slide, H Ricky to the left. Any niggas cut my grippies, it's a rap. In my section, we be rapping Mafia, get you whack. Watch the real estate for back, man and that, blood of that, Jack. Ooh, winning it, got the bitches feeling me. And these swagger jackets trying to be my mini-me. Snakes in the grass, never let them get to me. I'm making history, trying to go for victory. What a city for, bitch, what's the dealio? Fuck you to hit your Ricky hoe so you can hit your bitchy though. Blowing on that strong, steady smoking up. Dirty Sprite styrofoam, now we pulling up. Turn up to the max, bitch, you know what's up. Full of bottle, now we hit this thing going up. A lot of gang signs going up. So I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up. A lot of gang signs going up. So I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up. Thank you.
Hey, don't play around. Hey, my town's murder. Pack a load of them pistols by the pound. If you're not a shark, nobody can say bark. Man, I know somebody that knows somebody that tell you boys like dark.
Yeah, you know they hate on me.
I know.